Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Elite Ink, offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Rock Island Fieldhouse, the location, the Rock Garden as it is known. The Galesburg Silver Streaks on the road to wrap up the regular season. Started at Moline last week in a 5-point victory at Wharton Fieldhouse. At Rock Island here tonight, and then wrapping up the regular season coming up Tuesday with a non-conference game at Limestone, a team that the Silver Streaks could actually turn around and see in postseason play the way things shook out. If you didn't hear, the Galesburg boys basketball team got the 2 seed when the seedings were announced yesterday out of the IHSA, a little bit later than originally planned. It's usually coming out around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it didn't actually hit the website until closer to about 20 till 7 last night, so it was a little bit later than usual. Then the schedule came out today. So in Class 3A, and again, Galesburg does host the regional coming up in a little over a week. It'll be a week and a half. Monday, March 2nd will be the Peoria Richwoods Knights taking on the Canton Little Giants, and then the winner of that game gets the Silver Streaks on Tuesday, March 3rd. Then Wednesday will be 3rd-seeded Manual against 7th-seeded Limestone, and if Galesburg does win that game on March 3rd, they'll play in the regional championship at home on Friday, March 6th. Meanwhile, these Rock Island Rocks got the top seed in their sectional, or in their regional side of things. Rock Island will be playing at LaSalle Peru, and they'll get the winner of either the host Cavaliers or Dunlap also on Tuesday, March 3rd. So you got two teams that are top seeds in their respective regionals going head-to-head tonight. This is a darn good team, and one big difference here tonight than what we saw in the Silver Streaks victory just a little over a month ago when Galesburg won by 16 at John Thiel Gymnasium, 73-62, is the return of point guard Jordan Rice. And, of course, he was a big part of your discussion with Tom Siegel in the pregame. He was part of our discussion with Ryan Hart of the Silver Streaks as well. He's a big difference maker for this Rock Island team.
No question. And a point guard at the high school level does so many things that contribute to the success or keep a ball club from having success. And Rice is a good one.
Rock Island does win the tip. Colton Siegel, Jordan Rice, Amarian Nimmers, a sophomore, Torian Holtum. There's a drive on the right side and a block knocked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks. Nimmers drove in from the right side and Price blocked it. Solomon Gustafson at 6'8", a senior, the other starter for Rock Island. Galesburg wearing the road black with the neon yellow trim, starting the same usual five, the Egyptiaco brothers, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and, of course, Jalen McCants. Rockies winners of 4 in a row. Here's Gustafson backing his way on McCants. Gets it up and in with a left hand right in front of the basket.
Nice little low post move with a little lefty baby hook there, and that's a traditional low post entry pass and then move.
Eric Price with it. Coming off a tough game, he scored only 3 points at Moline last week, all on free throws, but he had a big game against Rock Island when these two teams met 6 weeks ago. McCants on the left elbow, jump stop in the lane, tries to answer and does with his own little baby hook up with the right hand and ties it at 2.
Nice move and being able to create a shot in open space there, and again, we've seen that so much this year.
Jalen needs 52 points in the next couple of games to reach 1,300 for his career. He rebounds an air ball by Torian Holtum at the other end. Streaks in transition. Dre up with a reverse layup. Missed it. And under the basket, Holtum comes down with the rebound. Then lost it along the baseline just carelessly. Rock Island turns it over.
Yeah, and that's, again, those are the kinds of things that drive a coach crazy. Unforced turnovers. especially underneath your own basket.
Silver Streaks remain ranked sixth in the Class 3A poll. Entry pass to Alex. The kick out, McCants. High three up in the air off the rim. Rebound up by Price. Won't go. Gets his own putback follow, and the Streaks take the lead.
We've said so often what a good inside player Eric is in rebounder, especially on the offensive end.
Crossover dribble by Price up top. He's guarded. That's Jordan Rice against Eric Price. Down low, Gustafson gets blocked by Jalen. Right back to him, up with a baby hook with the right hand and a foul on McCants. First of the game on the Silver Streaks.
And I think one of the things game plan-wise tonight that you're going to see Rock Island do is that is try to get the ball inside to whatever player that Jalen is on defending in the low post to try to make him guard and potentially get him into foul trouble. The first couple of possessions, we've seen that ball entered in the low post to Gustafson, who Jalen's guarding.
And he knocks down the first free throw. It makes it a 4-3 game. Second one coming. Sophomores lost tonight, 83-66. Misses the second free throw. Rebound, Eric Price, his second of the game already. Streaks with a 4-3 lead here early on. Price the pass to the left side. Dre Egyptiaco. Dre, bounce pass under the wing. McCants goes right at Gustafson. Kick out up top. Entry pass right back to Jalen on the high-low. Up with the right hand. Bank shot won't go. And a foul on Rock Island will put McCants at the free throw line, where he's 73.5% on the season. 242 free throw attempts. And I meant to mention, I tried to make a mental note of it, and I still forgot it, when he got his first rebound of the game here earlier, that was his 300th of the season. First free throw up and in.
And that move right there in the low post where he almost double-clutched creates a foul situation. The defender has to almost foul him there to have any chance of trying to guard him, and he draws the foul beautifully. Makes two free throws.
Streaks up 6-3 early on. On the road at Rock Island, Silver Streaks trying to beat the Rocks twice in a season for the first time since 2000-2001. The second victory that year was a regional championship at Thiel Gym, which ended Duncan Reed's coaching career. Holtum on the left side to the high post, cut off by Price. Entry pass in the lane, batted away by McCants. Streaks with a steal, lead the break on a 4-on-1, and McCants up and in with the right hand. He's got 6 of the Streaks, 8, and Galesburg leads by 5.
And where we're at best, creating a turnover, then getting out and going and converting on the other end.
There's a jumper at the other end, won't go. Dre on the run with a rebound, leads the break. The Euro step, the kick out. Price with it on the wing, skips it back out. First touch of the game for Riley Milan. Throws it away. Rock Island with a steal. Nimmers at the other end, in the lane. Gets hit as he goes to the basket. Got his back turned. Couldn't get off much of a shot, but he's still going to shoot 2 free throws here.
And again, that's just the opposite that time. We commit a live ball turnover in the open floor, and that creates a layup opportunity on the other end. Only stopped by a foul there.
Alex Egyptiaco, his first.
Live ball turnovers are just killers. You can't get back and defend. Usually give your opponent an easy scoring opportunity.
Amarian Nimmers, a sophomore, misses the first free throw. This is a kid whose game has emerged by leaps and bounds this season for Rock Island. They knew coming into the season that he had a chance to be special, and he's become an offensive leader and a floor leader as well for this team. A little more vocal leadership, and of course, sophomores pretty strong in this Western Big Six Conference right now as Milan rebounds a miss and then lost the handle on it. Rock Island with a steal and the layup. First basket of the game for Jordan Rice, and the Streaks got careless with it. 8-5 is the lead now. Down low, Alex attacks the basket, gets it up and in from the right hand.
Does that so well. He sees just all he needs is a crease, and he's able to meander his way right to the basket and did there.
To the right side, Colton Siegel uses a couple of screens out high, works his way to the right baseline. And did he go out of bounds?
Yes,
I think
went
he
out
must
of bounds.
Have. Down to the baseline. That's the fourth Rock Island turnover already here in this opening quarter. Galesburg with a 10-5 lead. Now McCants will bring it across midcourt. And works his way up to the right side of the lane. Step back. Works his way to the high post. Dribble drive down low. Off balance. Hangs in the air. Gets his third shot up and another one will go down. Holton with a rebound for Rock Island. Good attack by Jalen to the basket. He had 3 shots at it. None of them went in. Here's a near steal by Dre batting it into the backcourt, but he can't chase it down before it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, and again, Jalen each time was the first to the ball in terms of the offensive rebound. He's such a quick jumper besides being an outstanding jumper leap-wise.
Rice, Jordan Rice, will bring it across midcourt. Halfway through quarter number one, it's a 10-5 Galesburg lead. A couple of screens out high. Streaks have two attackers jump on him. The kick out into the right corner. The miss by Nimmers. And the rebound into the hands of McCants, who's got four here early on. Jalen on the outside finds an opening into the lane. The kick out. The step back by Riley traveled with it. Third Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, Riley just caught it. You know, he found himself with his feet in an awkward position there with his footwork and traveled it right to get into position and step back beyond the three-point line.
10-5 Galesburg, approaching the three-and-a-half-minute mark of quarter number one. Sophomores lost by 17 here tonight, 83-66. The quick pass down low. Gustafson up with the right-hand baby hook, and he's got five of Rock Island's 7 points here early on, a three-point Galesburg lead.
That's one of those in the low post. You oftentimes need to do your work defensively before the ball gets entered in, and Jalen got caught behind it.
McCants on the dribble, working his way right to left, over to the arc. Gets a little screen, reverses back, finds an opening, the kick out. And the extra pass out to Dre for three, off the back iron. Rebound, Alex down low, put back up and in on the foul, and he gets a foul. Chance at a three-point play on a big offensive rebound by Alex Egyptiaco.
Perfect position inside on the opposite side of the rim. Stick back, strong with the ball, get fouled. Good ball movement by the Streaks that time to get that open three.
First foul of the game on Marion Nimmers. Into the game, Andrew McDuffie, 6'4 senior, 6'4, every bit 250 pounds, wouldn't you say, Steve?
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid.
And he was the one Coach Ryan Hart talked about in the pregame who made a literally big difference for Rock Island. He was their go-to guy in the fourth quarter, ended up with 16 in the game. Alex Egyptiaco finishes off the three-point play with a free throw, and it's a six-point Galesburg lead, 13-7, under 3 minutes to go first quarter. Rice, the crossover dribble, finds an opening down the lane. Streaks come over to help out, and he gets a shot up and in anyway.
That was easy there. He beat Eric on the dribble with a crossover. Eric reached, and his feet stopped, and got no help there at the rim defensively.
Dre on the left side, looking inside, keeps the ball on the perimeter. Now McCants comes out high for the pass. The quick three by Eric, way off the mark. Rebound under the basket. Eli Reese, a sophomore, is checking into the game for Rock Island. And into the lane, a defensive foul called on Alex Egyptiaco as the dribble drive by Nimmers right into the lane, took it right at Alex and picks up two fouls on the Streaks, maybe their best defensive player.
Yeah, the last couple of possessions, Rocky is really trying to get to the rim on the drive, and both times the Streaks fouled, so you may see that continue here.
Alex out quickly, entry pass into the corner to Eli Reese, now up top Jordan Rice. Kyler Meadows into the game replacing Dre. Now McCants comes out high trying to fight through a screen, runs into Rice, and that's two fouls on Jalen McCants. 2:15 to go in the first quarter, and we're going to find out from the Silver Streaks what they've got. They're going to leave him on the floor and make a little bit of a defensive switch.
I think Jalen would like to have that foul back 50 feet from the basket.
Up top, Rice trying the crossover dribble. Eric stays with him this time. The pass to the left side. Reese into the lane. Dumps it off into the corner. McDuffie pulls it back up top to Rice between the circles. Again, trying the stutter step crossover dribble. Passes it away instead. Now Nimmers with the crossover, driving in on Kyla Meadows. Turnaround jumper, well short. Good defense by Kyla. Ball batted out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg.
Again, a couple of times during that possession, trying to get to the rim.
Going to have a talk it over. There we go. It's reversed the other direction. Streaks were pretty confident that Rock Island touched it last down there. And Brett Brewington came over, talked things over with Joe Thompson, and they turn it the other direction.
Good decision by Brew and Joe there, two good officials, making sure they got together to get the right call.
Price will bring it across midcourt. 4-point Galesburg lead, minute 40 to go here in the opening quarter. Up top, Riley pulls up, 18-footer off the back iron. Rebound into a wide-open Duffy out high. Rock Island back on offense, trailing by four with under 90 seconds to play, quarter number one. Rice on the left wing. Milan comes out to guard him. Pass goes up top. The jumper by Malachi Key. The long one off the mark. And the rebound into the hands of Milan. Jalen to the left side of the lane. Spin move in the lane. Up with the right hand. Banks it in off the glass. Jalen stays on the floor with those two fouls. He's got eight now.
And he feels like he's got a mismatch in a big guy trying to guard him. And he's going to take him to the rim from out top.
Rice the dribble, the kick out. Nimmers now drives left baseline, goes up for the reverse and gets a shot up and in. His first basket of the game on four shot attempts, 15-11 Galesburg, 50 seconds to go in the opening quarter. McCants on the far side, right in front of the scoring table. Crossover dribble. They got Key guarding him now, all the way to the right elbow. Reverses back. Kyleb's going to shoot a long three. A little bit off the mark. Rebound kisses off the backboard. Rice comes up with it for Rock Island. Down to 25 seconds to go in the quarter, and Rock Island will spread things out and appears to hold for the final shot here, trailing by four. Looking for their fifth consecutive win as we wind down the regular season, 1 week to go after tonight. Rice up top with 10 seconds to go. To the left side, backs up, shoots a long three. Air ball, under the basket, a scramble. McCants comes out with it with 3 seconds. Drives, gets it to Price, feeds it over to Milan, gets it up and in. Is it going to count? It will not. Milan got it in just a second off the mark, or are they going to count?
They're going to count.
They are going to count it. All right.
Brett Brewington made the signal there that that basket was good, and again, another good call there. Again, a bad decision. We've seen lots of what I think mismanagement by ball clubs at the end of periods with the ball. Ill-advised three-point fadeaway, didn't get anything. We got the rebound without having to corral it and got numbers up the other end and time to score.
Rock Island trailing the Silver Streak, 17-11 after one on their home court. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Time to bring it inside.
Get to the doghouse!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks ball starting the second quarter. Kyleb Meadows, right side. McCants shoots another three off the back iron. Rebound batted around, and Malachi Key controls for the Rocks, and the Streaks steal it back. Now Price for three. Hits. That is the Streaks' first three-point basket in the last six quarters.
And again, a good steal. Great steal by Meadows there and convert it, and quick striking.
20-11, Galesburg with its biggest lead. Colton Siegel, other end, trying to answer with a three. Rebound pops high on the air. Price comes down with it for the Silver Streaks. Leads the break. Rock Island gets back defensively. Meadows shoots a three and hits. And all of a sudden, the lid's off the basket. The Streaks finally find a three-pointer. Now they've hit two in a row and lead by 12. And Rock Island calls timeout.
And that's the kind of explosiveness we have. I mean, we can strike in a hurry and strike in a bunch. And off of a turnover and off of a missed shot, bang, two threes in a row, and we extend the lead to double digits and lead by 12 here, and a timeout by Rocky to regather after that spurt by the Streaks.
I want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan, for providing our transportation to Rock Island. Tonight, Steve and I traveling in a 2017 Nissan Rogue, a four-door SUV, all-wheel drive. And, of course, I want to remind you about that great lifetime warranty available on this vehicle, anything under 50,000 miles and less than 5 years old, as well as all new vehicles qualify for that lifetime warranty, and it's the best deal in town. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
And this is the beauty we're driving in today. Did you say 2017, right?
Yes. Yep.
And it's almost like it is like new. I mean, you wouldn't know the difference if you didn't know that date or that year.
23-11, Galesburg on top by 12, coming out of the Rock Island 30-second timeout. On the left side, this is Eli Reese with it. Ball batted out of bounds by the Streaks. McCants, Dre Egyptiaco, Price, Milan, and Meadows. Keep in mind, McCants on the floor with those two fouls. Alex Egyptiaco on the bench also with two fouls. For Rock Island, it's Jordan Rice, Colton Siegel, Torian Holton back into the game along with Solomon Gustafson, and Eli Reese, the only non-starter on the floor for the Rocks right now.
Streak's working on his own, that 1-2-2 matchup that they tried to incorporate little by little here, and it's been effective when they've installed it in a game.
Reinhardt saying before the game they're going to experiment with a lot of different things tonight, including the zone. Here's a left corner three by Reese off the mark. Long rebound on the weak side by Riley Milan. His third of the game. He's going to lead the break himself into the front court. Into the corner, Meadows. Now back to Milan. He'll pull it back up. Up top, Kylab again for three. Got it. Three in a row for the Silver Streaks from behind the arc.
And he's a streaky shooter. And if he gets hot here, no limitations here. And we want to keep this pace going the way we've got it going. We've got him on the run.
26-11, a one-handed jumper in the lane. Ball knocked around. Rock Island had it. Saved by Price. Into the hands of Milan. Meadows measures it. Passes it. Kicks it down into the baseline. Offensive rebound up and in by Jalen McCants. And the Streaks have it going on an 11-0 run to start the second quarter, leading 28-11. After getting the last basket of the first quarter, right at the buzzer by Riley Milan, and the Silver Streaks lead is up to 17 and now 14 as Rice just squares up top. Nobody comes out to guard him, and he knocks it down.
Yeah, you've got to go out there and get a challenge on the shot there. I mean, he's just shooting a horse there, an easy shot for a good player like that.
28-14, Streaks by 14 as we approach the five-minute mark of the second quarter. Dre, the dribble drive, right side, got tangled up with a Rock Island defender, Reese, knocked out of bounds by the Rocks. Back into the game comes Amarian Nimmers for Rock Island.
I thought the pace of Rock Island's defense picked up there after that made three to stop the bleeding. We've got to continue to keep the pressure on here on both ends of the floor.
Milan, baseline, up top, a battle for it. Dre lost a handle on it but gets it back. Now the drive, into the lane, the kick out. Is it Meadows again? Not this time. Eric Price with the offensive rebound. The pump fake up and in.
Again, what can we say? He finds the openings and has a knack for finding the basketball and getting his putbacks.
30-14, Silver Streaks by 16. On the right side, Jordan Rice. Eric Price with 7 in the game. Left side, Nimmers. Back up top, Streaks staying in that zone. And they overthrow it. Tried to get it to Holtum on the backdoor lob, and they threw it 3 feet over his head out of bounds.
In that matchup, you want to really guard the ball and sag into the middle and certainly find the shooters and match up with him there. Well done. Well executed by the Streaks defensively there.
Milan, Price, McCants, Dre Egyptiaku, and Kylab Meadows stay on the floor, leading by 16 here with 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Milan into the lane. The kick out. Dre back into the lane. It goes to McCants. Has it stripped. Rock Island with a steal. Holtum at the other direction. Tries the Euro step. Gets the shot up and in, and a blocking foul on Price. Chance at a three-point play.
And Eric tried, you know, very, very hard there to get good position. But again, Holtman has great body control and was able to squeeze by him and get the layup there. And Eric gets the foul there.
First foul of the game on Price. 5 on the Silver Streaks. First basket for Torian Holtum, who goes to the line. Trying to cap off the end one. Missed it, though. They are not shooting free throws very well tonight. Price yanks down the rebound for the Silver Streaks. He's got 5. Left corner, Meadows. Feed into the lane. Jalen right to the basket. Gets a shot up, but gets fouled. Quick action by the Silver Streaks. And a great feed from Meadows to the cutting McCants down the lane. And the foul on Holton.
And the break is initiated with a great outlet pass and the ball not hitting the floor with a dribble. And we've done a great job of getting the ball pushed up the floor that way. And it gives us numbers. It gives us easy opportunities. The defense can't recover and match up. And we've been outstanding at that here this last 6-7 games.
McCants knocks down the first and the second free throw. 4 in the quarter, 12 for the game. Streaks lead 32-16. Halfway through the second quarter here at Rock Island. Ball kicked out of bounds by Milan at the other end.
And that kind of break is certainly one that was typified the great Streaks teams of the 50s, 60s, and 70s with their vaunted fast break of being able to get the ball up there in a hurry up the floor and get numbers and score easy layups.
Rice gets a screen out high and drains a three. Meadows ran into the screen, didn't do enough to fight through it or get under it and get around. Rice knocks down his 10th point of the game. It's a 13-point Galesburg lead. Now the Streaks turn it over. Skip pass from Dre over the head to the left side to Price. 5 turnovers on Galesburg.
And that pass there, unfortunately, had no chance. A cross-court pass at the 10-second line there. No skip to it or anything there, and that was going to be a turnover all the way.
Rice up top, leaves it off for Nimmers. Scoops it over to the right side. Holton with a fake. The drive into the lane. Leaves it up and in with a right-hand teardrop. He's got four in the quarter and for the game. The lead, don't look now, down to 11. As the Streaks get it into the front court very quickly. Breaking the press. McCants out high, traveled with it. Indecision. Thought about passing it through the lane. Turned around. There was a defender coming up right behind him, and he stutter-stepped.
And Rocky scored on their last four possessions, and they're too good and explosive here not to answer. And they got a chance to get in under double digits.
Since the Streaks had that 17-point lead at 28-11, they've been outscored 10-4 and now make it 13-4 on a three-pointer by Holton. And the lead is down to 32-24, and the Streaks call timeout. 3:16 to play in the first half. Quick timeout here as well. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
3:16 left in the first half at the Rock Garden. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman, Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks lead down to 8 coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Steve, you don't like what the energy that the Streaks are playing with.
Yeah, I thought we rested a little bit on our laurels and got satisfied to maintain the intensity and focus that we had to get us the 17-point lead.
No changes for the Streaks personnel-wise coming out of that timeout. Galesburg breaks the Rock Island press. Gypsyaku in the right corner. Dre dribbles it all the way back up top. Under 3 minutes to go for the half. Galesburg's lead down to 8. Price on the far side works his way back to his right in the midcourt circle. Moves along the volleyball line. Now reverses it back left. This is Meadows with it on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Needs help up top to Milan. Streaks showing a lot of patience here in this half-court set. Jalen looks it over, drives into the lane. The hesitation move. Got blocked. Got his own rebound put back. That won't go. Another opportunity up and in for Jalen.
Again, relentless. And the quick jumping ability there. He didn't give up or give in there. Just a super effort by Jalen there to finish off and get a basket.
Thanks for that sequence. He's got 8 rebounds in the game now. Holton at the other end drives, throws it over the basket. Weak side rebound, Kyle Meadows. And the Streaks tried to build the lead back up here again. The feed from Price over under the wing to Jalen. Drives through the lane, the kick out to Meadows. Backs up at the top of the arc. Now McCants comes out for it on the wing. Up top, Eric Price at the volleyball line works his way left behind the basket, or behind the back with a dribble. Gets a screen from Milan. Now the feed down low to McCants on the blocks. The kick back out to Price in the corner. Eric drives baseline under the basket, shoves off, gets it up and in from the low blocks, and the Rock Island crowd doesn't like it.
Yeah, very fortunate there. Got to the rim, pushed off there, and was able to get clearance and score.
The lead back up to 12 at 36-24, 1:35 to go here in the first half, and that Ryan Hart timeout seems to have settled the troops here after Rock Island went on a little run. The step back, the fadeaway by Rice from the high post, missed it. Milan controls the rebound, his fourth of the game for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg again trying to extend that lead. McCants on the far side and a hand check foul on Colton Siegel. As McCants tried to dribble around the arc, reach in foul on Siegel, his first, fourth team foul on Rock Island. And DeMarco Harden checks into the game for the Silver Streaks.
In the possession before Eric scored there on the layup, you know, Jalen is simply a human slump buster. As he gets to the rim, relentless, gets 3 opportunities, and finally finishes off against a really outstanding defensive sequence that Rock Island put against him.
Right side DeMarco with it, puts the ball on the floor, lost the handle on it, chases it down, hangs on to it, avoids the turnover. Now kicks it back out into the hands of Eric Price. Price works his way over to the top of the arc. The step back, the shoot, the 18-footer missed. Ball on the floor, stolen away by the Silver Streaks. The rebound by Siegel and the turnover. Milan intercepts. Now Egyptiaco has it in the corner. Tries to feed it through the lane. Rock Island steals it right back. 7 turnovers for both teams here in the game. Rice fires it into the front court. The step back 3 by Nimmers hits from the corner.
And the live ball turnover again creates, you know, just odd situations to cover up defensively.
Meadows into the lane, spins it out. Now Eric down the lane, dumps it off underneath. Wiley caught under the basket, tries to give it back to Price, stolen away. Malachi Key's been big defensively on the inside. Eight Galesburg turnovers. Rice into the lane, gets it up and in over to Marco Harden. Rock Island on another run here, gets the lead down to 36-29. Final 13 seconds of the half. Price will walk it into the front court with seven. Price to the right wing, shoves it over to Kyler, just lofts up a long three, airballs it. Holtum throws it toward the other end, and from the length of the court, he actually hit the rim from one basket to the other, and that's how the half ends. Not the shot the Streaks wanted, and they go to the locker room leading by seven, though, 36-29. Take a look at the first half stats when we come back, talk things over with the coaching staff, and check out other Western Big Six scores around the area as well. Galesburg 36, Rock Island 29 at the half. You're listening to Galesburg Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
There's a house that's for sale by owner on Lombard Street in Galesburg. It needs work, but it has lots of potential. If you're up for the challenge, go to galesburg.info, keyword for sale by owner, and check it out. It's the perfect project for any handyman.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
2020 is literally the year of the eye.
Oh, like perfect vision. I hadn't even thought of that till now.
Which means we have no more excuses.
Especially you?
With all that squinting.
But do I want glasses?
Or contacts?
I'd be okay with a super cute pair of prescription designer sunglasses.
I'm gonna get my whole eye allergy thing looked at before they get all swollen and red.
In 2020, get 20/20 with the most thorough eye exam at Kehoe Eye Care. Vision issues or health concerns, the Kehoe docs can help.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Do you consider yourself a gambler? Are you comfortable taking risks? What risk do you want to take with your plans for the future? This is Mike White with Country Financial. Did you know that 70% of the people over age 65 will need long-term care at some point in their life? Planning for these costs ahead of time can help you reduce your stress today, especially since Medicare and health insurance don't usually cover long-term care expenses. These expenses can be hard to predict. Without a plan, the cost will typically fall on you. Knowing this, doesn't it make sense to consider your own long-term care insurance policy?
Call Mike White and Jeremy Klein of Country Financial, 415 North Henderson, Galesburg. They'll help you figure out if a long-term care policy is right for you. Statistics according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Caregiver Resources, and Long-Term Care 2017. Long-term care insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Rock Island. Silver Streaks with a 7-point lead at the break, 36-29. The lead was 17. So, I don't know, Steve, I guess perspective means a whole lot here. If we're talking in the car on the way up and we could look into the future and say, well, Galesburg's got a 7-point halftime lead, we'd be pretty happy with that. But those last 4.5, 5 minutes of the first half didn't look so pretty.
No, and twice we went on big runs and really had them on the run, and then we sort of gave them a get-out-of-jail-free card two times there in the half, and they were able to get some momentum going in here at halftime and only be down by seven. So we've really let them off the hook here in a lot of ways here tonight.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And we like to start off with the team numbers, and we never did get a chance over the break to compare the Rock Island numbers, so we'll just kind of do this on the fly here. What do you show?
We sure will. Streaks, a lot of shots, got a lot of shots off, and a lot of those were on the offensive rebounding end. We were 14 out of 31 for 45%, 3 out of 10 for 30%, and again, much better in the second period. We were 3 for 6. Rocky, on the other hand, 12 out of 27 for 44%, and they were 4 out of 11 unofficially with a 3-point shooting percentage for 36%. One of my keys, I thought that maybe we would struggle tonight, or certainly we could be even or be challenged on the glass, but right now we're winning that battle. 21 rebounds for us, 12 for them, and again, a great deal of them on the offensive end. Turnover-wise, both teams a little loose with the ball. Live ball turnovers that led to points on the other end. We committed 8 of them, including 5 in the second period. They had 7 with 3 in the second period here.
Free throw shooting, Streaks 5 out of 5. Rock Island, 1 out of 5. Take a look at the individual scoring. Check out their Western Big 6 conference scores and get a word from the coaching staff. When we come back, Galesburg leading Rock Island at the break, 36-29. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
It's tax season again, and you probably already have big plans for that refund. What about trading in your vehicle for a new one?
This is Sasha Patterson from Yim in Galesburg with some great tax time budget special. 2008 Buick LaCrosse with heated leather seats, $5,100. And a 2003 Ford Ranger tax time special, $5,500.
Make your money count this year. Put your big, beautiful tax refund to work for you at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax on a license, not fee extra.
The official WGIL forecast, clear skies for tonight with wind gusts up to around 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 49 with wind gusts to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear, a low 31. Sunday, increasing clouds, a high near 52. Sunday night, clouds with rain likely, a low 36. Monday, cloudy with rain likely and a high 43. Right now, it's 29 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you can win cash. Pick one up today at the Service Department of Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at Rock Island, where the Silver Streaks boys basketball team ranked 6th in Class 3A, leading the host Rocks 36-29. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Rocks, Jordan Rice leading the way with 12 for the host team. Torian Holton with 7 points, 4 rebounds. Amarian Nimmers and Solomon Gustafson each with 5. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants leads the way, 14 points, 8 rebounds. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Kyla Meadows off the bench, 6, with 2 three-pointers in the second quarter. Alex Egyptiaka with 5, with all of those in the first quarter. But he got into foul trouble early and sat much of the first half. Riley Milan has 2 points. Dre Egyptiaco, DeMarco Harden have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Around the Western Big Six Conference at halftime, Geneseo leading Quincy in a battle of second-place teams, 25-21. In the battle between the 7th and 8th place teams, United Township leading Alleman 31-23. And still checking on a score of the Moline-Sterling game. We'll get that one to you here in a moment. As the team heads back out onto the court, we're going to work from the coaching staff, our halftime coaches interview, brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Chad Thompson.
Back here at the Rock Garden, Streaks have a 36-29 lead here, halftime lead over the Rocks. Coach, a game of spurts. We have a 17-point lead at one time. They come back with a big run at 7 here at halftime. Played really well in spots, not so well in others. What was the good part? What's the bad part? What do we need to do here in the second half?
I really liked our tempo, running up and down the court, showing off the athleticism we have. The more we push, if you notice those runs that you're talking about, when we're turning the ball over, playing slow, they're coming back at us. But at the same time, we're forcing missed shots to get out and running. Pretty hard stop. So that, those are the runs that we noticed. I really want to tighten up passing the ball in the half court, get into our sets execution-wise. Defense, I like what we're doing. I really do. I like what we're doing. Just got to make sure we get mashed up in transition.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
As always, our thanks to assistant coach Chad Thompson joining us here at halftime. Silver Streaks on top by 7. Again, I mentioned the UT 8-point lead over Alleman, Geneseo by 4 over Quincy, and the Moline game at Sterling, with the Maroons leading by 1 at the half, 27-26. I was talking with Steve prior to the game, said this is kind of a position week. It's not scheduled that way, but it's the way it worked out. A position week here in the Western Big Six Conference, with the Silver Streaks in first place, already having wrapped up the Western Big Six Conference title, playing a team that's tied for second here tonight, and the other two teams tied for second, Quincy and Geneseo, playing each other. Moline and Sterling in fifth and sixth place playing each other, and then Alleman and UT, the seventh and eighth place teams, going head-to-head. So it's just kind of the way things worked out here tonight. Sophomores for the Silver Streaks lost 83-66. And we'll be starting things off here in the second half in just a little over a minute.
You know, I thought Coach Thompson said, you know, basically what we said. When we got things going and we get out and go, whether it's off a missed shot or creating a turnover, we are really, really good. But when we get a little bit lethargic or lose our focus and become methodical, everything sort of breaks down. And that was sort of a tale of two halves there, but the tail of the good part outweighed the tail of the bad part, and we have a 7-point lead, and we need to get back to recapture that approach that gets us that big lead there and lends itself to how we play the best.
Alex Egyptiaco returns for the Silver Streaks to start the second half. Again, he sat most of that first half with foul trouble. I want to point out Jalen McCants picked up his second foul with 2:16 to go in the first quarter, played the rest of the first quarter and the entire second quarter without ever picking up a third foul. Here's a floater and an air ball and a rebound by Alex Egyptiaco. Streaks back on offense. A jumper from Dre from the right corner, a little bit short. Rebound on the floor, chased down by Riley Milan, who's got 5 rebounds in the game. Now Alex drives the lane, up with a left hand and a block. And he's going to get fouled to go to the line shooting too.
You know, that's another thing that speaking about Jalen, that we think he's gotten better and better at. And that is not committing fouls as much as he did last year, but just as importantly, playing with fouls when he's had an issue. And I mean, to play that entire half like that with 2 fouls, getting them early, really good.
Alex Egyptiaco with only his 18th free throw attempt of the season knocks it down. An 8-point Galesburg lead. The foul on Colton Siegel, his second. Alex makes both free throws. He's had a good offensive night for as little time as he's been on the floor. 7 points in the game, and the Streaks lead is 9 as we just start the second half. Torian Holtum, Jordan Rice, Colton Siegel, Amarian Nimmers, and Solomon Gustafson, the same 5 who started the game to start the second half. Here's a missed 3, a rebound by Eric Price. Streaks pushing it down the lane. Eric with a left hand all the way. Nobody came over to stop him, and he's in double figures with 11, and the Streaks lead by 11.
Good start here in the second half by the Streaks.
1 minute gone. 4 quick points to open up the third quarter. And back to a double-digit lead for Galesburg. Siegel, dribble to the baseline, stops, shoots over Dre, missed it. Weak side rebound, Alex with 3 rebounds in the game. Siegel is scoreless for Rock Island, and the Streaks bring it into the front court with Jalen McCants on the dribble. To the left elbow, works his way right, passes it away to Dre. Coming back up high for it, Eric. Backing his way up to the free throw line, down the left side of the lane, up with the left hand, and a strong move by Eric. And a timeout called by Rock Island as the Streaks score a quick 6 points in the first minute and a half of the third quarter, and the lead is 13, and a full timeout for the Rocks.
Just the kind of start you wanted here to begin the second half in those first 3 minutes.
Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to the Quad Cities tonight. A 2017 Nissan Rogue is what they provided us with. 4-door SUV with all-wheel drive, a little over 29,000 miles. This is a white model, 2.5 liter. And again, a reminder about that great lifetime warranty available to you at Galesburg Nissan. Any vehicle less than 5 years old and under 50,000 miles, which includes all of the new vehicles, you get that lifetime powertrain warranty at no additional cost on top of the purchase price, unlimited mileage, and for the life of the vehicle that you have it when you purchase it from Galesburg Nissan. Check it out at the corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street, ask him about the 2017 Nissan Rogue that we're traveling in tonight, and be sure to find out more about the lifetime warranty at Galesburg Nissan.
A lot of fine salesmen in there, and Jeff Klink does a super, super job in his role as owner. And excellent start by the Streaks here. Just what you want. Now, here's where, again, we can't let our guard down. We've got to maintain the intensity. We've got them a little bit back on their heels.
42-29 is the lead as Rock Island comes out of the timeout. They have three remaining. Torian Holton down the right side of the lane. Puts it up and in over Riley Milan with a foul. A little head and shoulder fake. Riley didn't bite on it, but he slid just a little bit. And now Holton with a chance at an and one.
And a good move there. Good body control, shot fake, got him up in the air. Played through contact. Nice basket by Holton.
First foul of the game on Riley Milan. Holton misses the free throw. Rebound, Jordan Rice in the lane. Juggles the ball. Now controls it in the corner. Gets trapped. Throws it back out high. The reversal into the right corner. And the three is good by Eli Reese. The Streaks give up the offensive rebound off the missed free throw. And it costs him a five-point trip down the floor. 45-34. And a quick answer at the other end as the Streaks find Drea Gypciaco for the basket.
Nothing like doing that to stop the bleeding there momentarily.
Rice up top. Works his way into the left corner. The pullback out by Reese. Rice with it now. Works his way down the lane. Poked away by Eric Price. Stolen away by Alex. The lead to Dre with a reversal with the left hand. Missed it. Alex with the offensive rebound. The tip up and in by Jalen McCants.
He's always Johnny on the spot. He's always there. He doesn't give up on any plays there. And again, those things are really critical toward a team success.
46-34, Galesburg by 12. Love the way the Silver Streaks attack the basket, just as Chad Thompson was talking about there with you at the half. Rice with a floater, way too strong off the glass. The rebound chased down. McCants couldn't handle it. Holton comes up with it, drives, dishes it. It's tipped back to him. Now Alex with a steal, comes out with it, leads it to Dre with a layup.
Great defensive play by Alex there. And Dre finishing on the other end, running the floor.
4 points all in this half for Drea Gypciaco. Holton backing his way in on Milan. Riley gets the block, but also gets him down low for the foul, his second.
Holton is an extremely strong kid. Down low, he just bullied himself in there and was able to bang himself in there and draw the foul against Riley there, and he's going to shoot two free throws.
48-34 Galesburg, 4:33 to go here in the third quarter. Holton back to the line. First one up, rolls off and drops through. That's only the second make in seven attempts at the free throw line for Rock Island tonight. 13-point Galesburg lead. Rock Island's only lead in this game was at 2-0. He knocks down both. 48-36. Galesburg had as much as a 17-point lead in the first half. Alex drives, got caught in the lane and traveled with it. First turnover.
First turnover in this period, this half, yes.
Nine for the game for the Silver Streaks. Under 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. 12-point Galesburg lead, 48-36. Streaks will set up in the half court defensively. Jordan Rice will walk it up into the front court where Eric Price waits for him at the top of the arc to pick up the defense. Pass goes over to the left side. Key comes out for it. Guarded by McCants. Into the left corner it goes. Nimmers pulls it back out. Up top, Rice trying to work around the screen. Eric fights through it. Rice with a step and a strip by Price as Rice dribbled in from the right side. A lot of black jerseys were there to collapse on the help out, but they're going to get the foul on Eric Price his second.
And when you come from on the top instead of from underneath there in terms of trying to dig the ball away, it almost is always going to be a foul there, and that's what happened there. Great attempt at it and the right decision, just a wrong execution.
Jordan Rice hits the first free throw. Third team foul on the Silver Streaks, not halfway through the third quarter yet. Rice leads Rock Island in scoring with 13. Second free throw up and in and out. Rebound Jalen McCants in double figures with 10 rebounds now and his 18th double-double of the season.
That's unbelievable.
He's got it now up top. Kicked the ball over, but there Milan to pick it up. Now picks up his dribble. Needs help getting it away. Gets it over to Price on the left wing. Head and shoulder fake, drives on a defensive foul on Rice backpedaling. That's the first foul of the game on Jordan Rice.
Excellent first step drive to the baseline there by Eric, and Rice wasn't able to recover there and cut him off and picked up a foul.
3:50 to go, third quarter, 48-37, Silver Streaks by 11. Gillsburg sophomores lost tonight, 83-66. On the inbound, the catch, the release, and the basket by Price from the corner. He's got 7 in the quarter, 16 for the game, and the Streaks lead 51-37.
Great screening within that action of the out-of-bounds play there to get that wide-open three.
Up top, Holton working against McCants. Between the legs with the dribble, lost it, but the ball finds its way over to Eli Reese on the left side. Reese down to the baseline, got a step on Dre, caught too far behind the basket. Dre with a rebound, leading the break, 3-on-1. Eric with a jump stop, puts it up and gets it to fall through. A little bit of a heave from the low blocks, and the Streaks' lead is back to 53-37, a 16-point edge.
Wonderful three-lane break there.
And a foul on the weak side. It's going to be a third foul on Riley Milan guarding Jordan Rice. Riley's picked up all three of his fouls in less than 5 minutes here in this second half.
You can't fault anyone for being aggressive there, but again, I think that's where Riley would like that foul back. It's 35 feet from the basket there. He just got too aggressive. Just needs to move his feet and contain there.
Caleb Meadows in to replace him. Devin Swift comes in for Rock Island. It's the first action of the game for the 6'1 junior for head coach Tom Siegel. Rice, again, a screen out high. Curls around to the right side, gets Eric backpedaling again, and another foul on Price will now be his third of the game. And right back to the free throw line, Jordan Rice.
And Rice is so good at getting to the rim there, and maybe we'll make a switch defensively there. And again, we've got to help out off that to fill the lane there.
Ryan Hart has called a 30-second timeout, so that's, what, two of the last three times down the court they've run that high ball screen to allow Rice to get free. So you think this is where the defensive adjustment is happening in the timeout?
Yeah, and I think we're going to also make a change personnel-wise here. Again, you can't cheat too much because then you leave alone those shooters that are on the wings on the penetration, but you got to fill with basket protection there by off the low post there. But again, maybe we'll make a switch here on Rice, try to get a little bit quicker guy on him, and also Eric has three fouls. We don't want him to pick up his fourth there.
And so does Riley Milan, who's on the bench right now.
You may go to one of the twins here on Rice. We'll see.
Alex Egyptiaku has played these 5 minutes of the third quarter without picking up his third. Free throw by Rice, in and out. Rock Island, after starting the game 1-for-6, made 3 in a row. Now have missed their last 2. 16-point Gillsburg lead, 53-37. Second free throw by Rice, up and in. And his only 2 points here in the second half have come from the free throw line. Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter, Gillsburg by 15. Eric will walk it across midcourt. Swift will pick him up defensively. The crossover dribble, left, right, to the wing, pulls it back out. High screen set by Meadows. Now he and Jalen, they go back door. The tip finds its way to Jalen, collects it and lays it in.
Run that little diagonal weak side lob pass there. And well done.
18 in the game for Jalen. Streaks match their biggest lead at 17 with 2.5 minutes to go. Down low, Swift leading his way in. Hits the side of the backboard on the shot. Battles for the rebound. Lost a handle on it. And the Streaks get it back.
Good defense there in terms of contesting that shot, making him shoot off balance and under duress there.
Gillsburg could get its biggest lead of the game, which they had in the second quarter, matching it here by 17. Streaks get it into the front court quickly. Price pulls up, free throw line, off the rim. Rebound Holton, who's got 5 in the game now. First miss of the second half for Eric Price. The quick jumper by Rice on the other end. Missed it. The rebound tipped out. Finds its way to Alex on the run, and he gets fouled in transition. That prevents a Streaks break. Little hand check foul called against Swift, and really a smart foul, especially as well as the Streaks get out with it in transition to get that foul there and to prevent an easy basket by Gillsburg at the other end.
Absolutely a great observation there. Long shot, long rebound, out in the middle of the floor. It would have been an easy basket on the other end. The foul negates that.
Alex has 5 rebounds, 4 here in the second half. Spin move, Jalen in from the right side, banks it off the glass from the angle. The ball tipped to Dre, saved by Jalen from going out of bounds. Now he has it back with the drive left to right, the kick out to Alex. Scoops it back to Jalen. He'll just shoot the 3. In and out. Right there, but the ball wouldn't go down. Malachi Key with a rebound. Now Rock Island down 17 with the ball, minute 40 to go third quarter. Key open, left elbow off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped over to Meadows for the Silver Streaks. The outlet pass. Alex, the feed through the lane to Dre, backs it up. Now over to Kylem. Wide open three from the wing. Off the mark. Rebound tipped up. Chased down on the run by Eli Reese. Through the lane. Avoids a Streaks defender. And a tough job balancing with a body to get that ball up and in. With a bull head of steam going to the basket.
And that's the long shot, long rebound on the other end. Lead to that easy run out there and numbers for Rocky.
McCants up top, Streaks open the lane up for him, gets into the lane, a lot of contact there, and finally the foul called on Romeo Metcalf. And Jalen will go to the line shooting two with a minute five to go in the third quarter and a 15-point Gillsburg lead.
And there he was going to just try to create an isolation play in the middle of the floor. He worked it, worked it, worked it, and was able to get to the rim and get a foul there.
Minute five to go. Four team fouls on Rock Island, five on Gillsburg. McCants to the line, 4 for 4 in the game. First one up and in. He's got 5 points in the quarter, 19 for the game. The Streaks lead 56-40.
And the Streaks fans got a great contingent here tonight following us here on the road.
A lot of concern about whether people would come out for this game after wrapping up the Western Big Six Conference title with a win at Moline last week. But they've come out in good numbers. And the Streaks have put 21 on the board here in the third quarter, leading by 17 with under a minute to go. At Rock Island. Streaks looking for their first season sweep since the 97-98 season. Ball knocked out of bounds. Good trap in the corner. Swift trying to pass out of it, and Jalen batted it out of bounds.
Very active. We are at our best when we are very active defensively.
Eli Reese to inbound on the sideline. Gets it out to Rice. Eric reaches in, pokes it out of his hands. Thought he poked it off of the body of Rice. And official Aaron Furrow keeps it with the Rocks.
And just like that, trying to be active, almost got that deflection off of Rice.
On the inbound, the skip pass. They go back door to Rice. He gets tangled up with Alex, and a foul called on Egyptiaku is his third.
Yeah, you can see that happening a million miles away. He set up out there at half court and ran back door play, and we weren't able to see that and recover in time, and that's going to bring DeMarco Harden off the bench for the Streaks.
Alex thought he was coming out, but it's going to be Eric instead. So one of those two guys with two fouls had to go to the bench. It's going to be Price. As Rice will inbound into the corner, gets it back onto the wing. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Rice pulls it all the way out to the volleyball line, a foul away from the ball. It's going to be against DeMarco Harden. Doing battle with Romeo Metcalf away from the ball. That's the first foul of the game on DeMarco. And 17 fouls on the Streaks now. Rock Island shooting free throws the rest of the way with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And that's always a factor when you're shooting in this early, that you can allow a ball club with a behind be able to score points with no time elapsing off the clock.
Eric in for Alex now.
And that'll be for offensive purposes on the other end.
Geneseo leading Quincy 37-33, late third quarter in that game. And a lane violation on Rock Island. Romeo Metcalf shot the free throw, stepped over the line. That's the front end of a 1-1. So that's Rock Island's 10th turnover.
Don't see that often.
Joe Thompson was on the sideline, but he was lined up right with the free throw line. So he could see it. The lob on the inbound. The outlet to Kylem gets out in front of the defense. The block by Rock Island. And they're going to count the basket on a goaltending as the lob from Jalen on the baseline over half court to a cutting Meadows. We're way on the other end of the court from that one. It looked pretty clean from back here, but they're going to count the basket on a goaltending.
And again, we are in no position to see that here, but I think Joe thought it went off the glass. And if it goes off the glass, you can't touch it at that point. That would be goaltending.
Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks at 19 now with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rice up top, dribbles between the defenders, drives, blocked by McCants out of bounds. Tried to scoop it up there, and there's no way you're going to get that one past Jalen.
And Jalen, again, as we've said, such a great wind protector there, and is able to make up for lots of sins on dribble drives.
On the give and go, underneath, up, altering the shot up and in by Romeo Metcalf, and a good bounce pass by Jordan Rice. Down to 9 seconds to go. Alex at the other end, the quick attack and the reversal. And now Rock Island with 4 seconds to go. The feed into the front court, tipped out of bounds by DeMarco Harden with a tenth of a second, and a great defensive effort by DeMarco to prevent that quick basket opportunity.
And we were able to answer at the other end with our quick basket of our own. All impossible here with .1 to score.
So we go to the end of the third quarter. Streaks lead 61-42 at Rock Island. They put on 25 points in the third quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle-free. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. Bonnie Erickson won $20 and Linda Johnson won $25 when they were spotted wearing their blue WGIL buttons. You can still get your button and win. Find out more at WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at Rock Island. Galesburg looking for its first season sweep of the Rocks since the 1997-98 season. We all know what happened that year. Galesburg leading 19, heading into the final quarter, and the Streaks with the ball. Kyler Meadows, Jalen McCants, DeMarco Harden, Alex Egyptiaco, Dre Egyptiaco. Kyler to the right side, backs up, picks up his dribble. And a foul on Jordan Rice, a little reach, and they were trying to trap Kyler on the right side, but it wasn't a very tight-knit trap, and Rice just gets called for a little push on the reach in his second foul.
And you're going to see Rock Island take more chances defensively with run and jump and some traps here, double-teaming. We'll try to create some turnovers and easy baskets to try to get back into this game.
Streaks with only one turnover in that third quarter. Again, they outscored Rock Island 25-13 to extend a seven-point halftime lead to 19 entering the fourth quarter. Kylip drives the kick out. DeMarco for three comes up short. Malachi Key with his third rebound. The ball movement by the Streaks. We're 30 seconds into the final quarter. Rice got around McCants, drives all the way in for his first basket of the second half. He's got 16 for the game.
He's very talented on getting to the rim with change of pace and crossovers.
Dre in the left corner. Got to keep up your aggressiveness. Dre finds an opening in the lane. Spin move up with the light. Left hand won't go. Key with another rebound. He's got four for the game. Streaks come up empty on their first two trips. Into the lane, Rice. Underneath, the good feed to Metcalf. And Ryan Hart calls timeout.
And a good timeout right now.
Yep.
You know, throw water on that fire so that it doesn't become a big blaze here. So I think a really fine timeout here. Remind the Streaks of, you know, what's got us where we are all year long and certainly here tonight of being aggressive, playing with a purpose, and having a good approach here and not backing down at all. So I think that's going to be the message here. Still have a 15-point lead. Just want to right the ship here and get back on our own run here and mini spurt that we've been able to do and answer each time they've went on theirs.
Yeah, because we've got essentially this whole fourth quarter left to play, and Rock Island more than capable of making up this deficit. And look how quickly they scored. I mean, the Streaks showed some patience. Maybe a little too much patience. Maybe got out of their game a little bit. Tried to take a little time off the clock. And Rock Island, boom, boom, comes down, scores two quick baskets.
And they are explosive, as you said. They can score points in bunches and get their crowd into it here. And before long, you are really in a hornet's nest here at Rocky.
McCants, Price, Meadows, Milan back into the game for Galesburg along with Dre Egyptiaco. So Milan replaces Alex on the floor. Alex, Price, and Milan all with three fouls for Galesburg. Streaks break the press. Price, the feed to Riley. Good job defensively.
Just what the doctor ordered there. We were aggressive yet under control and with purpose.
And an uncontested layup for Riley. Now the step back three by Rice, and he airballs it. Rebound, Jalen McCants. The outlet to Eric and the layup. Well, that's a quick way to answer right back. And the lead just like that, right back to 19.
Excellent timeout before it got out of hand by Coach Hart there.
The drive on the baseline. The kick out by Nimmers. Rice open from the wing for three. Missed it. Rebound, Eric Price. And a foul over the back on Romeo Metcalf. His second. Price in perfect position to come down with that rebound.
And again, Eric, such a good rebounder, and his rebounding is needed by this ball club. And he's there when you need him, on the glass on both ends.
Wholesale substitutions by Tom Siegel, his son Colton back into the game, Solomon Gustafson, Torian Holton back into the game, Rice and Nimmers stay on the floor. For the Streaks, no personnel changes. 6:21 to go in the game. On the inbound, Milan to Eric, trapped in the backcourt. Gets it over to Kylip. Meadows into the front court. Feeds it into the left side. Dre has to save it, falling out of bounds. Turns it over. Picked off by Rock Island. Holton, the Euro step into the lane. Up with the right hand, but missed it. The rebound deflected away from Gustafson by McCants, and Meadows controls. At the other end, Milan with the drive and the lay-in. And the Streaks very quickly get back and answer.
And again, being very aggressive there off the glass, in with the rebound and getting up the floor.
Biggest lead of the game now at 21. Here's Eric Price with a steal on Gustafson. The outlet to Dre and the layup. And the Streaks are up 23 now at 69-46 with 5:40 to go in the game. And here's a steal by McCants. They tried the lob. Can't get that one over Jalen. Streaks with a 3-on-2. And now a good read by Colton Siegel to steal it away from the Silver Streaks in transition. Gustafson down the line. A blocking foul as he goes up over Eric Price trying to draw the charge, and the basket is good.
Eric was just about there. He just was there 1 second or one count too late and may have needed to be out one more step out in front of the basket there. But, you know, great effort, right idea. Maybe the next time he gets there.
69-48. Gustafson misses the free throw. The battle for the rebound. Holton controls. Blocked by McCants. Jalen comes out with it. The feed to Dre. The dribble drive in the basket. And the Streaks answer quickly again. 71-48, back to a 23-point lead. Rice around Price, bats it out of bounds.
Good anticipation by Eric. He picked a spot there, able to knock the ball loose and negate the layup opportunity.
How about in this up-and-down game, Jalen McCants with two big blocks and a steal down here defensively. Now Price sits down with his fourth foul and a rousing high five from all of his teammates. Gustafson backs his way in, and he gets it up and in over Jalen. His first basket since the first quarter.
And we've said Jalen's a five-tool player. He can do everything at this point.
Into the front court, Dre squares from the right wing for three off the back iron. Streaks didn't need that shot. Holton on the weak side with a rebound. To the left side, Nimmers gets bumped, trying to get around his man and get to the baseline. And that'll be the fourth foul of the game on Alex Egyptiaco.
Yeah, down there, that was a little bit of ill-advised just to take a three off of one pass. We need to continue to keep them on the run defensively, make them chase us here. And when we do that, we're going to get them out of position and get an easy basket.
Free throw by Nimmers. Up and in.
And again, allowing them to score points for the clock stop.
20-point Galesburg lead, 71-51. 4:45 to go in the game. Streaks trying to wrap up their Western Big Six Conference season on an 11-game conference winning streak. Nimmers makes both.
And be 12-2. That would be just an outstanding record in the first year of this 18 conference.
They lost two of their first three games on the road at Quincy. Got a win at home over Sterling, then lost at United Township. The feed down low, DeMarco with a head fake. Gets a shot up off the iron. Rebound tipped out to Jalen. Jalen with a drive in from the left side. Takes it right at Gustafson and puts it up and in.
And there's just no way Gustafson can guard him off the dribble there from the perimeter.
14 rebounds in the game. 22 points for Jalen McCants. The jumper at the other end for Rock Island won't go. Harden with a rebound. Jalen in the open court tries to feed it through the lane to Riley right through his hands on the baseline out of bounds. 12 turnovers on the Streaks halfway through the fourth quarter and a 21-point Galesburg lead.
Good idea there. It just needed to be a regular chest pass instead of the bounce pass.
Rice on the floor, shoots it over Dre. Got the shot up and in. Tough shot on the move, fading to his left.
And again, I repeat, he's as good as anybody to the rim as I've seen this year.
Rice with 18 in the game to lead the Rocks. Skip pass Dre to the right side, Meadows. Kyler to the top of the arc. Backs it up to Jalen in the midcourt at the half-court line. To the right side, Milan. Open three from the wing. A little bit short. Rebound pops over to Reese on the weak side. Streak's putting up some threes that they don't need to here. Rice to answer at the other end. That won't go. McCants pulls down his 15th rebound, and if Rock Island's not going to knock down some threes at the other end, those misses by the Streaks aren't quite as negative. And now Ryan Hart calls a timeout with 3:18 to go in the game and a 19-point Galesburg lead. A full timeout. This game's not over yet, but the Streak's in control right now. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Are you happy at your current job? If you're even slightly on the fence, head to Galesburg.info, keyword jobs, and check out all of the local employers that are currently looking for someone just like you. Openings are updated all the time, so check back often. Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Even with all of the crap that the left does that we talk about here, we try to have fun with it.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
That's just in it.
73-54 Galesburg with 3:18 to play here at Rock Island. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Chris McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Streaks will have the ball. I want to mention that the Lincoln boys defeated Taylorville tonight 72-46. But in Taylorville's last game, Jace Bergschneider became the all-time leading scorer for Taylorville, breaking a 68-year-old scoring record down there.
And we saw him down there, and he can light it up in a hurry.
Sure can. Streaks did a great job on him defensively in that Taylorville tournament. Under 3 minutes to go in the game here, and the Western Big Six Conference champions are up 19 at Rock Island, looking for their first season sweep over the Rocks in 22 years and their fourth win in the last five against these guys. Dre leaves it off underneath to Riley, passes it through the lane to DeMarco, and they pull it back out to run some clock. And now coming out for the reach foul, Holtum swipes around the backside of Meadows to stop the clock with 2:41 to go.
Good decision. That gear shift had to be one that we made there at that timeout. No reason here at all. And we're good at being able to hold the ball as well as anybody can do that in today's modern game. And we've got we're in a delay here now and doing a good job of holding the ball and making foul us.
United Township defeated Alleman tonight 60-44. The Pioneers, as we talk about the Silver Streaks and their achievement in this expanded first year of the expanded Western Big Six winning. Alleman went winless in the first year of the expanded Big Six. 0-14 as Meadows knocks down the first free throw. It's a real struggle for head coach Kyle Murray at Rock Island Alleman.
You know, one thing about that is he's always positive. His kids represent themselves well, and they're always working hard. They're trying to get better. It just wasn't to be this year. Lots of struggles.
Meadows makes both. Here's an air ball three. And the weak side rebound by DeMarco Harden. Galesburg by 21 in this game.
Very convincing here tonight.
Again, keep in mind Rock Island coming off that blowout win over Geneseo when they scored 34 points in the third quarter last week. Held Isaiah Rivera to 18 points, I think. That was Jordan Rice's defensive job in that game. Here tonight, though, Galesburg with a tremendous third quarter to take command of this game, and they've kept it going in the fourth. Stewart blocked on the feed from Riley Milan. Ball knocked out of bounds. Streaks will get it back. Looking to go 27-3 on the season. On the inbound, Miley to DeMarco. Streaks will not play until Tuesday night when they'll wrap up the regular season on the road at Limestone. Under 2 minutes to go in this game. And the balconies on both sides, about 10% full right now. And most of the folks remaining on our right are Galesburg fans. Hardly anybody left behind the Rock Island bench. That's how this Silver Streaks performance has taken the wind out of this field house. And the Streaks just running clock here, passing the ball through the court. Rock Island chasing. Streaks want to get some players back into the game. There's a lot of contact on Jalen out high. Now finally they call the foul. Devin Swift came over, ran into him. Now finally picks up his second foul. Doesn't stop the clock until we're down to a minute 27 to go in the game.
Brad, as my old friend and announcer that I loved, Hawk Harrelson, would say, this ball game is over.
Well, what a great performance to come up here with this Rock Island team playing with a lot of confidence, and you knew with a lot of revenge on their minds after Galesburg took care of business down at Thiel Gym last month, and the streaks have just taken them out of their game entirely here.
Yeah, and our explosiveness, our ability here to score points in bunches off of getting the ball up the floor, off of missed shots, off of turnovers, to just put up points in quick fashion is impressive to see, and a very, very difficult chore for anybody to take on as an opponent.
Jalen missed the free throw at the other end. That's the first miss by the Silver Streaks tonight. Malachi Key with the rebound, got the basket at the other end. 76-56. Streaks got Aiden Wagner into the game. Jeremiah Babers. Dom Brownless is going to check in as the Streaks use their final timeout to substitute Brownless into the game for McCants, who sits down. Another fantastic night. 23 points, 15 rebounds for Jalen McCants.
I mean, he's a superstar in this high school game. No doubt about it.
Brownless with it on the right side as we approach the 1 minute mark to go here in the fourth quarter. Wagner up top. Stewart shoots from the free throw line. Swish. Adams been automatic from the free throw line. Knocks down the jumper there.
Stewart and Wagner coming into the ballgame are always something special.
22-point Galesburg lead with 45 seconds to play in the game. Trying to dribble between two defenders, Elijah Walker-Lee turns it over. Streaks with a steal. The lead from Harden. The kick out. Stewart from the left wing hits a three. He's got five here late. 81-56 Galesburg at Rock Island.
Who would have thought?
And the Streaks starters on their feet applauding the reserves, wrapping up the final 23 seconds of this dominating victory on the road. This is where we wave the weed at Allen Fieldhouse and start the Rock Chalk chant.
Yeah, 25-point lead and scoring 81 points. Just unheard of here at Rocky.
And the student section chanting conference champs over behind the Galesburg bench. I'm going to go through the history here, find the last time Galesburg defeated Rock Island by this much. Here's a little jumper in the lane. Walker-Lee couldn't hit it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Rock Island will get it back with 16 and a half seconds to go in the game.
I think you'd have to go back a long ways.
Yes. I am going back a long way so far. We may go back to that 97-98 season that we've referenced so often here lately. 22 years since the Silver Streaks were outright conference champions. They've done it here this year. Yep, it was 97-98. 69-46, Galesburg beat Rock Island that year. Here they lead by 25. The drive, the missed dunk off the front of the rim by Metcalf, the rebound Jeremiah Babers. And the Streaks can just dribble out this victory. They're 27th of the season with one left to play in the regular year and the top seed in their regional, which starts in a little over a week. It's a final, 81-56. The Streaks' first season sweep of the Rocks in 22 years. And the postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver wow. Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
It's tax season again, and you probably already have big plans for that refund. What about trading in your vehicle for a new one?
This is Sasha Patterson from Yim in Galesburg. With some great tax time budget specials. 2012 GMC Acadia, just $7,800. 2006 F-150, tax time special, just $8,900.
Make your money count this year. Put your big, beautiful tax refund to work for you at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax out of license, not fee extra.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing. The official WGIL forecast, clear skies for tonight with wind gusts up to around 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 49 with wind gusts to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear, a low 31. Sunday, increasing clouds, a high near 52. Sunday night, clouds with rain likely, a low 36. Monday, cloudy with rain likely and a high 43. Right now, it's 29 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
The final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
81-56 the final. Galesburg wins at Rock Island. The Streaks have won four of the last five in this series now. What did I tell you earlier, partner? Rock Island had won 33 out of 38 games, I think.
Yes, from 2001.
When the Streaks defeated the Rocks in the regional down at John Thiel Gym, it was Duncan Reed's last game as head coach of Rock Island. From that point forward, the Rocks had won 33 out of 38 games. Excuse me, and now the Streaks have won four of the last five. Yep, four of the last five now.
I doubt if anybody's had that kind of success against them as of late. We've really played well here and at our place these last couple-plus years.
Did not see this one coming. I'm not saying I didn't expect the Streaks to come up here and win, but by 25?
I did not see this, and I don't think anyone could say that they saw this coming like this and mean it. I mean, this was as impressive and convincing as you could ever want to see. I mean, this was whenever Rock Island, they made a couple of real hard runs at us. We answered them in a hurry and more. Mm-hmm. And then went on our own runs to where we just put up points, you know, in bunches. So, I mean, and at the end, you could see that we had just, you know, broken them down and had really won in a convincing way and convinced them that this is a ball club for real, and if you didn't think that up to this point, and I don't know how at 26-3, but if you didn't think so now and you saw this with your own eyes, you think this ball club here is just a super, super ball club.
So we'll ask Ryan Hart when he comes up here for our post-game interview, but what do you think this victory here, this performance, means for this team heading into the postseason? I know we got one game left before that, but
I it can always do one of two things. You think that it can get you, you know, too fat, too cocky. I don't think with this ball club that occurs. I think it continues to make them get more hungry, more confident, more assertive, more comfortable in their own skin. They understand what it is they do well when they free up and get out there and be themselves in terms of athletes and take calculated chances, you know, not silly chances. This is a ball club on the defensive end and on the offensive end that, as I say, is just a nightmare to play.
Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll run through our final statistics. Again, a word with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart coming up, as well as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. 81-56, Silver Streaks, the win over Rock Island to go 27-3 on the season. More post-game show coverage coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
25-point Galesburg victory at Rock Island. Let's take a look at our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get your bill. Pretty good team numbers, I think, we're going to look at here tonight, partner.
Really good team numbers here tonight. Again, we shot the ball beautifully and, again, got a lot of shots off here tonight. We talked about how effective we were on the offensive boards. We got a lot of putbacks. We were relentless there, not just Jalen, but Eric was there and a number of other of our players just really hitting the boards. We were 33 out of 63 for 52%, 5 out of 18 with a 3-ball, and really good when we needed to be there. When we needed to answer them to extend our lead both times that they, you know, had their little mini runs. Rocky, on the other hand, 21 out of 53 for 39%, 5 out of 20 with a 3-ball for 25%. Again, one of my concerns was rebounding tonight. We just manhandled them on the glass.
I guess.
39 to 24.
Wow.
And again, turnover-wise, a little bit sloppiness there in the first half by both clubs. We got that straightened out in the second half. We only committed 3 for a total of 11 in the game. They committed 5 more in the second half for 12 in the game. So, again, as we've said, whatever adjective that you want to use, superlative you want to use here tonight, 81 points, a 25-point victory, just a superior performance statistically and certainly with the eye test tonight here at Rocky.
Free throws, Rock Island finished just 7 out of 15. Silver Streaks, 12 out of 13. They didn't miss a free throw until Jalen's last one there on his last attempt. Otherwise, they were perfect from the free throw line. I mean, just everything was going in.
Throw another log on the fire for something good.
No question. Individual scoring for the Rocks. Jordan Rice had 18. Torian Holton had 11. Amarian Nimmer, Solomon Gustafson each with 7. Eli Reese, 5. Romeo Metcalf, 4. Malachi Key had 2 for the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants, 23 points, 15 rebounds, his 18th double-double of the season. Eric Price finished with 20 and 7 rebounds. Caleb Meadows also in double figures with 10. Alex Egyptiaco, 9. Dre Egyptiaco, 8. There's that balance that we were talking about not too long ago. Riley Milan, 6. Adam Stewart had 5 late for the Silver Streaks. 81-56. Final thoughts with head coach Ryan Hart in our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. When we come back to wrap things up from Rock Island on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
'81-56, Galesburg wins at Rock Island. Still waiting for head coach Ryan Hart. He might have gotten cornered by other media on the way up here, and understandably so. So let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We really struggled with this one tonight because, gosh, everybody contributed in so many ways. I mean, this was as much of a team effort as we've seen all season long. I mean, just different times of the game, everybody was stepping up, making big plays, making big shots, making big defensive plays, grabbing rebounds. We can give it to the whole team tonight if we wanted to.
And Brad, that's a good point, and it brings out or brings up something that I think that we also would see that we've taken another step in, and that is becoming very much more of a complete team and a team where there are so many players that can bring so many different things to the table. And whenever you have those kinds of weapons so deep, I mean, you've always got a chance because somebody's there to pick somebody up. And again, you know, you and I, we just sat there and struggled. We could give this to a lot of guys in a lot of situations, but we decided for almost a couple of reasons. Last week we gave it to it was Dre, wasn't it? Dre Gypsy.
Alex. Alex, we gave it to Alex
on what we thought was the block, to the key block at the end of the game there to preserve our victory, but then on tape that it was Kyleb that made the great defensive play and block. And then tonight Kyleb came off the bench there in the second period and hit a number of big three-point shots to extend our lead again. And he's been very, very valuable defensively as well as offensively. And boy, he can light it up in a hurry with his three-point shots. So tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Kyleb Meadows, and deservedly so.
81-56, the final, as head coach Ryan Hart joins us now.
He was ready to walk out. I mean, this guy is such a humble fella that, you know, he was ready to walk on out. Yeah, he's as good as it gets with all that.
So let's find out what the coach has to say about this one. Coach, first of all, congratulations. First season sweep of Rock Island in 22 years. You come up here. They put up 81 points in their place against a really good team. What was going so well for you guys tonight?
Well, we get out and we can finish at the rim. And we are better conditioned than most teams, in my opinion. And they even say that in the locker room, too, that we're in better shape than everybody. Well, I hope so. we've been doing this stuff
that's
since
a key point.
September,
that's an
October.
Excellent point.
So we get up and down pretty well, and we defended a rebound, and that's what we wrote on the board tonight. We didn't. It was, like I said in the pregame, really not sure how to handle it. I didn't want to over-inundate them because they've been playing these guys since they were little kids, so they know every single one of them. We gave them their matchups verbally, and we wrote on the board, defend, rebound, and make baskets. And underneath it, in bold letters, it was win. So that was the message, and we came out and played well.
Did rebound, too. What do you have it, 39-24?
Yeah, 39-25, and we thought here this is going to be a ball game where we would have our work cut out for us on the glass, and we were just relentless. And then we got second and third and fourth chance opportunities on the offensive glass throughout the game. And, I mean, it was just a sight to behold here tonight.
And it was fun. It was fun. We had a couple instances where we threw the ball away a little bit, took some bad shots. But, I mean, all in all, kids played very well. They played hard, and, I mean, they executed. So, and And what we were getting our offensive sets. I mean, we put a couple wrinkles in, and we got it maybe two times, or like our little post-ups that we wanted. But, I mean, our isolations against a team like Rock Island, who they hug their guys pretty consistently. So if you get a one-on-one matchup and you're all alone down on the sideline or up top because everybody's spread out, then go ahead and drive it. And we did a pretty good job of doing that, too.
You know, and one thing else, and I think you've done this beautifully all year, and Mr. Houston, who I thought was a really fine basketball coach, our principal, he and I were talking one day about timeouts, and we both talked about we don't always understand timeouts in today's world. You really call good timeouts. Tonight, a couple of them were really outstanding. What were some of your thoughts with what you were doing with your timeouts?
Well, the last one was don't shoot any more threes.
And we know that one.
I said you guys are finally starting to make me mad in a different way. But it was one of those deals. We only have to win the game by one. We're up 21. We don't have to score another 20 points to win this game. Play smart and figure out a way how to play down the wire when we need to have good possessions. And at the end, I mean, shoot, we got the ball back. I think it was like 3:45, 3:46 when I called that timeout, and we ran the clock down to maybe 2:30 and actually still running offense. So, I mean, it was productive. And, I mean, I don't even know what the earlier timeouts were.
you when they went on a run, you didn't let the fire become a forest fire, a wildfire.
Are you thinking of the one at the beginning of the fourth quarter when we had that lead?
Yes, you called that, and then we came down and answered them twice and picked up our mojo again, and that was a good one. And another one that you called there in the first half, to call a special out of the timeout, we scored, and that stemmed their run a little bit.
Well, I'm game by game, moment by moment, play by play.
So they're really, really good timeouts.
So, I mean, I don't remember exactly what they were, but, I mean, if they were needed, I call them.
Coach Thompson's doing what I used to do with Coach Reynolds.
He's ready to go.
Yeah. And you're not like Coach Reynolds where you hung around.
Let me ask you this. Take it back to the beginning of the third quarter. We get that 17-point lead in the second quarter. It's kind of sloppy the rest of the way. We take that 7-point lead into the half. Come out 6 quick points beginning of the third quarter.
And they had the ball to start the – so we needed to stop immediately.
Right.
So we got that stop, and then we came down and we scored a couple times. And I'm not saying I knew right then and there, but I felt pretty good right then and there that things were going to go our way as long as we just did stuff right. And, again, I mean, it's basketball. If you defend a rebound, you got a good chance. And we got a good offensive squad. So once we can get up and down the court, I mean, I like our chances as long as we take care of those first two aspects of the game. And we call that time, the end of the first half. I mean, Jalen and Alex – very consistent players, pretty calming influences out on the court. Both had 2 fouls. All right, wanted to get them out of the game a little bit just so they didn't pick up a third one. Just things just kind of got out of sorts a little bit for that last minute and 30, and they cut it to 7, I think, at halftime, or 8, mm-hmm. whatever it was. And like I told them at halftime in the locker room, I mean, if I would have told you before the game started, we're going to be up 8 at half.
Exactly what we were talking about.
I mean, would anybody not have taken this? And so they were all like, yeah. And I mean, that's kind of their mindset.
Good spin.
If you put things in perspective to them, they're like, yeah, okay, let's go. And all right, here's what we're going to do. So, I mean, that's pretty much how we approach that. And, I mean, any other time they made a little run, it's like, okay, make sure we got the right guys back on the court and go from there.
My final question here. You talked about when we were visiting before the games, it was just kind of a weird week. And we were even concerned. We felt this sort of vibe in the building that people weren't really sure they were even going to come
tonight.
Yeah,
like a lot of kids are like, why would we even go tonight? I mean, everything, we've already won conference and regionals already set and everything. So, I mean, it was just weird. And I'm proud of the way we came out and played.
Right.
Because we needed something like this. We needed a solid effort. And a close game, win or loss, whatever. As long as we played all right, I would have been able to live with it. But, I mean, the way it turned out tonight, I mean, I could have asked for this, but I would have never expected it. And, I mean, we just came out and imposed our will on them. And I'm not saying because they didn't give up because they played all the way to the end. But it was just one of those deals like they really couldn't get anything going forward once we stopped their mini runs. So, I mean, I'm very proud of the boys. I'm proud of the way, I mean, that they handle themselves. And even when you're not real sure if they're 100% focused or whatever, it really doesn't take much for them to kind of get back in to their narrow focused section. So, I mean, I'm proud of them. I'm glad we came out and fought tonight, and we played a really good game.
I feel like they showed a lot of maturity here tonight.
They did. Other than the wild shots and the wild passes there in midway through the fourth quarter.
Spoken like a true coach.
He's pushing all the right buttons. I just listen to what he's talking about because he's doing everything right.
Thanks, sometimes
Coach.
I'm not even sure I I know what I'm talking about.
Better be lucky than good sometimes.
But like I said, at that time and at that moment, whatever I convey to them, they understand and they get it done. So, I mean, it's a super great feeling to have.
Great finish. Conference
super.
Champions.
Congratulations.
Put no doubt about it here with this
and
finishing
I told
touch
them
here tonight.
This one's over. Yep. Move on to Tuesday.
There so. You go. We'll yep. see you then.
Thank
right.
you.
Ryan Hart of the Silver Streak, 81-56 the final. That'll close things out from here. Kyla Meadows, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Steve, we'll see you Tuesday night as well. Look forward to it,
Brad. Yep. Let's just keep this thing going.
We'll see you on the road from Limestone Tuesday night. For the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, for Chris McIntyre, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.